In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Lawmakers in New Mexico are working on rules to protect water quality in acequias. That includes about 700 ditches and canals, which are part of centuries-old irrigation systems. Public News Service says most are in the northern part of the state. The public can comment online or in person through today. A civil rights complaint alleges a Boulder middle school student faced 2 years of anti-Semitic harassment and assault. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Anti-Defamation League filed the federal complaint. It alleges the eighth grader was targeted at Southern Hills Middle School with slurs, Nazi references, and repeated physical attacks. ADL attorney James Pash.
Despite the family's pleas for help from the district and from the school to stop the harassment, the district failed to effectively address it.
The complaint says the school moved the student instead of stopping the behavior. The district says it takes allegations seriously but won't comment on an active case. The complaint asks for a federal investigation and stronger protections for students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
America's oldest whitewater festival gets underway today in Salida. The FIBARC Festival celebrates the Arkansas River through whitewater competitions, running events, and live music. Water contests include a raft rodeo, stand-up paddleboard, boxing, and a kayak slalom. This marks the festival's 78th year, and it continues through the weekend. Mike Purcell, KRCC, CPR News.